Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. I'm KYW News Radio's Kirk Dorn, and here's what's happening. Worrying news for SEPTA riders from the transit agency's largest union after talks broke down.
We've been patient, more patient than we've been in a long, long time. The patience is over. A strike is imminent. It's going to happen.
That's TWU International President John Samuelson.
SEPTA is attacking our health benefits. They're attacking our pension by way of denying our demands or not taking our demands seriously. They're attacking our way of life. They're refusing to respect TW Local 234. This is going to trigger a strike action. This strike is not on TW. It's on SEPTA.
TWU Local 234 represents about 5,000 subway, bus, and trolley workers. The union says it's asking for raises, pension increases, changes in health care, and some working conditions. SEPTA spokesman Andrew Bush says the pension program is an item of contention given their financial situation. SEPTA sees the union's pension offer as a significant expense.
SEPTA negotiators are ready at any time to return to the negotiating table. They were ready to talk further, TW leaders left the room. We are certainly ready to resume.
Bush says no further negotiation session is scheduled. The last SEPTA strike was a six-day walkout in 2016. Heads up for overnight drivers on the Schuylkill Expressway starting tonight and running until June. 76 westbound will close completely from 30th Street to the Vine Expressway between 10 p.m. and 5 a.m. every night. PennDOT spokesman Brad Rudolph says this is for moving into the next phase of the Market Street Bridge project.
The interstate closure, it's inconvenient, but fortunately you can get right off of that ramp at 30th Street, which shoots you up on Schuylkill Avenue West, and then you can, you know, decide to go on 76 West or on 676 East.
He says 6 months of overnight closures are needed as the bridge is carrying Market Street over the Amtrak, I-76, and the CSX tracks are rebuilt. Even more detours are expected starting next August when the bridge over the Schuylkill River is rebuilt, closing Market Street for more than a year. The revival of Philadelphia's vacant inner-city bus terminal at 10th and Filbert Streets is one step closer, with action last week by Philadelphia City Council. KYW's Mike DiNardo has the story.
City Council gave the preliminary okay to an amended bill setting fees and allowing a 10-year agreement that would have the Philadelphia Parking Authority rehab and run the former Greyhound terminal. Since Greyhound ended its lease at 10th and Filbert in 2023, riders have boarded at various unsheltered curbside stops. PPA Executive Director Rich Laser told Council's Finance Committee Wednesday that once the refurbished terminal is operational in May, PPA staff would ensure buses don't clog the streets.
We do this down the airport now where we're constantly keeping traffic moving so the flow's moving, so we'll have that same type of operation out front of the building as well.
Improvements to the terminal would be funded by fees paid by the bus companies. After negotiations, the proposed fees companies would pay for each stop in Philadelphia was reduced from $169 to $40, and they would begin January 1st.
That's KYLW's Mike DiNardo. The Delaware River and Bay Authority is buying a new ferry to run between Cape May and Lewis, Delaware. KYW South Jersey reporter Mike Daugherty has details on that.
This new fuel-efficient ship will replace the MV Cape Henlopen ship, which is more than 40 years old.
First of all, it's eco-friendly and has lower operating and maintenance costs, decreased emissions at sea, and zero emissions while near port and docked.
DRBA spokesman Jim Salmon says a Rhode Island company won the bid to build the new ship for $78.6 million.
We anticipate operating the vessel for a year or so to gauge the operating efficiencies of it and find out what was, you know, done well and what could be improved.
Salmon says there will also be upgrades on board with a bar and galley area, plus some private quiet rooms for passengers. It'll take a few years to build this, and it's expected to make its maiden voyage in the summer of 2029.
That's our South Jersey reporter, Mike Daugherty, and that is the All Local. I'm Kirk Dorn. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say, play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers.
Now's the time for a great deal on a new Honda. It's time to drive smarter with high-tech features and excellent reliability. It's time for intelligent design plus exciting performance. Get a new vehicle you'll love. Check out the Honda Civic, Accord, or HR-V.
See dealer for financing details.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.